Good evening, everyone. I'm Hannah and I'm an addict. Thanks, Carl, for asking me to come and do service tonight. It's a great way to get your ass into a meeting when you haven't been. I always find that I get asked to do chairs when I haven't been doing enough program. Like when the edges are starting to fray a little bit. I always find it's a funny way of whatever it is that's working in my life. It's a funny way of it getting me back into the fold really quickly. And like, I've never paid so much attention to those readings than I have tonight, because we had that pause, didn't we? That gap where we were like, where's the reading? And we read the reading and I heard it in a new light this evening. And they're just perfect summaries of that basic text that we've got. Like, they're perfect reminders as to what it is we do here and why I came here in the first place. And they're amazing. I am, just to sort of qualify, I'm 3 years and 10 months clean. I have a sponsor. I've worked the steps. I'm working the steps. This isn't my first time in. I first got clean about 8 years ago. And got a couple of years under my belt and then went back out again because I wasn't doing enough to keep me here. I disengaged and it was a very slow burner, but I ended up picking up again, and you know, obviously didn't work out, and I came back, and the second time in, I feel like I had a foundation, like I'd done, like a lot of the, when I first came in, like, first, you know, like 8 years ago, I was coming to meetings and I was sitting around, and by this point I was, like, I'd had like a meth habit for 8 years, and I was in pieces, I was on the floor, and I had no concept of how people sitting around in a room drinking cups of tea with, I mean, I've heard this a lot before, you know, people have said this a lot, but like, it was my experience, like, how could this possibly help me? How could this possibly get me out of the fucking hole that I'm in, you know? And it was a lot of, you know, the gift of desperation that we talk about. It was a lot of just having nowhere else to go. A lot of having no one else to talk to, a lot of having no other options. And like, man, I've got people in my life now that need this stuff, like really do need this stuff, but they haven't got that. They haven't come to the end of the road. And I'm just so grateful that I did get to my version of my road. Do you know what I mean? It's different for everybody. And you know, I just, I'm so glad that I found this place and that I stayed around, that I hung around, you know. Just a bit about my using. I was sort of functioning, I guess, on the outside. I still had a job that I went to. I still had, you know, a flat that I rented. It was very kind of outwardly functional. But I'd created this entire world for myself where my using was completely justifiable and completely normalized. And I was surrounded by people that were doing it as much or if not more than me. And like, you know, all my relationships were transactional. Like there was no, substance, funny use of words. There was no like substance in any of my relationships. It was all just really sort of like vapid and, you know, like that was that that wasn't the half of it. You know, it was like the physical side of it was getting, you know, I was getting to a point where I couldn't dispute that I was killing myself. You know, my health was starting to deteriorate to such a degree that I couldn't just sort of like laugh it off anymore. It was like, you know, stomach ulcers. It was, you know, early onset psychosis. It was, you know, I was like, in one of the readings, it talks about like, you know, it's like basically it's committing suicide. And something in me was fighting. Like, and what I recognize that to be now is my higher power. Like, something in me was fighting and pulling me back. Like, you know, like I knew I had a life that I needed to live, and I knew that I was worthy of a really big, beautiful, full life. And something in me pulled me out of where I was at. And, you know, I reached out and I ended up finding myself in an NA meeting. And like, that's really where, like, you know, I'm just a regular addict. Like, I thought I was special. And when I'm doing less work, program work, and I'm less well, I get back into that headspace of I'm special, I'm different, don't you know who I am, don't you know how special I am, don't you know how hard my life is. Like, that's when I'm unwell, when I'm not doing enough of this stuff, that's still where I go very, very easily, very, very quickly. So, yeah, like a big part of my program, I guess, is just sort of service. Oh God, service, like, it's like when, you know, your life, when you're around a little bit and your life gets big again and you're doing loads of, you know, you're working again, you've got relationships again, your family's back in your life, which has happened to me. Like, I'm extremely grateful, like, all this stuff's come back to me. And sometimes, like, doing service is like the last thing that I want to do because I'm doing the life stuff. But without that, that is literally the backbone of my recovery now. If I don't do that stuff, if I don't turn up and give back, like, I know that's the first step towards me going back out again. Because I'm like that far away from picking up, you know, a substance any day. Like, I'm not fallible just because I've got nearly 4 years under my belt. Like, I'm not immune to any of this stuff, and it's just, I don't know what, service basically. It's just something that I often get into, you know, it's hard. It's like hard, when you've been working all week and you've got like sponsors calling you, it's hard sometimes carving out time and being present for other people. Like, you know, because you can pick up the phone and you can be there, but like actually being present and actually giving yourself to someone, it takes a lot. It takes a lot for me anyway. It takes a lot for me. And but I'm, you know, I really try and prioritize that stuff in my life today because it's the stuff that keeps me sort of it keeps me centered. But my sponsor, like, she is absolutely amazing. I when I first found her, I didn't use her. I was scared to call her. Do you want to give me a 5 minute?
Yeah, well,
yeah. I didn't use her enough. I was like, I was always worried that I was, like, you know, she had more important stuff to do, or she didn't want to hear from me, or she was busy. But now, I've gotten over myself now, basically, and I use her and I call her. I call her about the small stuff. I call her about the big stuff. I call her about everything in between. And she is so, she's a legend. She's like an inspiration. She's so patient and she's so generous. And, like, you know, she's an example of, she's got what I want. You know, she's loving, she's kind, she's compassionate. And she's like, I'm fucking lucky to have her. She's amazing. I guess, like, what I realized when I first came in is that, like, I I always thought that I was a product of my like environment as a child, like some stuff, like I was a weird kid, like a really strange weird kid, and like some weird stuff happened to me, and you know, I was like a victim of childhood sexual abuse, like my mum was mentally ill, like my dad left, like we were very poor, la 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 la, like, you know, the list goes on. And I think I always blamed my addiction, I always blamed my the list for my addiction, thank you. I always blamed the list for like why I was sort of dysfunctional in kind of many areas. And what I've realized is that, you know, through doing like a 4 and a 5 and like now 10s, like a lot of 10s, that this the stuff that happens to me, like I can't, like I'm learning to like respond to life, not kind of react to life, because life's always happened to me and life is always going to happen to me, and life, you know, like we're powerless over that stuff, aren't we? Well, look, we can't sort of, I can't go through my life being constantly like at the mercy of all these external factors. I have to be okay, just me, I have to be okay. And you know, that's like after working through the steps and like being around a little bit, I've understood that that's it's me, yeah, okay, yeah, it's me, but it's also me and like a higher power. I'm actually not on my own anymore, and it kind of gives me this resilience that I never used to have. Like when I first came in, I couldn't imagine like a life without, first of all, like my drug of choice. Like I couldn't imagine a life without that. And then I figured out that it was like, I can't drink either. Like, so that was taken away. And then I was, and then about 2 years in, like I finally kind of like surrendered with my smoking, with cigarettes, and I gave that away. And you know, it's just been like a series of just like surrendering all these things that I thought were supporting me and I didn't think I was anything without my drugs, and I didn't think I was anything without my alcohol, and I didn't think I was anything without my cigarettes. And now, you know, now like the layers of surrender are getting deeper and deeper and deeper. It's like, you know, this stuff can be applied to anything. It's like at the moment, like my food is a thing, you know, like I struggle with, you know, like, you know, it's tricky, isn't it? Like food, like you have to eat 3 times a day and then stop and then start, you know, it's like it's nuts. But like the stopping bit I find hard. I'm like, once I start, I'm just like, so you know, like now, and someone that probably didn't do the stuff would probably like look at me and think, what are you talking about? Just eat your food, you know. But like I managed to kind of, I can make anything into like, I'm a drama queen basically, and I can make anything into an issue. But I just need to remember that, like, I'm doing okay, I'm doing really well, like I'm clean, I've been clean for a little while, I do service, I do this stuff, like I try and practice gratitude as much as I can, because that really saves my ass. I try and like not like worry about what's going to happen, and I try and not like stress out about what has happened, because all I really have control about is like just being here now. Like today I just packed up my desk, I just like finished a job that I've been working at for 4 years, well like 3 years and 6 months, because I got the job 2 months into getting clean. So I've been at this job for my entire clean time, for my entire sobriety. And I just packed up my desk and left, like it was all nice, like I resigned and stuff. But you know, I'm about to embark on like this huge, like big life change, and I've got a lot of stuff going on. And I was late here, and I was like, I've slept like 8 hours I think this week, because I've been on this big project. And you know, I can still get really swamped by life, but I just had to get like one foot in front of the other. I prayed on the way here, and I got here 5 minutes early, and everything was fine, and it wasn't even full. The room wasn't even full, which is amazing. So, you know, like, it's just, like, a really nice example of just, like, just do it. Just turn up, because everything's, like, turning up is 90% of the battle for me with everything, with recovery and with life. Just, like, just, I just try and turn up. And, yeah, just so grateful that I haven't got to use drugs today, basically. So grateful. Yeah, this is like, we're so fucking lucky. We have access to like the coolest, most radical club in the world. And I'm gonna keep coming back. So yeah, thanks.
Thank you.